The population of the world were slaves or vassals to Rome, where the idea of human freedom as we in the Western world know it was unimaginable. So if you came and talked in those terms, and if you said that slaves are as good as masters, and poor are as good as rich, and weak are as great as mighty, and that God loves everyone, and that everyone has a share in the world to come and eternity, you have an audience. And when you make it easy, you tell them you don't have to do anything. Just say, I believe. That's all you have to say. Just say, I believe. So then you have the ticket to instant success. And Christianity spread like a wildfire from the time of the destruction of Beitar after Bar Kokhba to the century afterwards. Almost a third of the Roman Empire became Christian in 100 years. And that spread of Christianity evoked a great and bitter response from Rome, because Rome saw it, and correctly so, as a subversive religion, subversive ideas, and that it bred rebellion, and that it diminished the power and stature of the Caesars, and therefore the Romans prosecuted the Christians without mercy, and they persecuted them without mercy, and they invented all sorts of fiendish public methods of execution and torture in order to dissuade, and that was the reason for the gladiators fighting hopeless battles in the Colosseums around the Roman Empire. And that was the reason for all of the gruesome forms of death and torture that Rome inflicted. They meant to make an example of those Christians whom they could in order to prevent others from taking on the new faith. But what happened, as often happens in human history, God loves an underdog, even when the underdog is wrong, even when the underdog is evil. The Talmud tells us, based on the verse in the book of Koheles in Ecclesiastes, so Koheles says, Elohim Yavakesh Nirdof, God is on the side of the underdog. He's on the side of those who are persecuted. So the Talmud tells us, Afilu Tzadik Rodef Rosho, even if the persecutor is a righteous person, and the one who is being persecuted is an evil person, Elohim Yavakesh Nirdof, God is on the side of the persecuted one. If you need any greater proof, the Chicago Cubs won the pennant last year. And because of that rule, so Christianity spread throughout the Roman Empire, and the harder the Romans tried to put it down, the more popular it became. It will eventually swallow the Roman Empire. It will swallow the whole civilized world of its time. And then naturally what happens is, like in all revolutions, when the revolution becomes the establishment, it repeats all of the errors and of those that it drove out, and it itself becomes, it loses the flavor that it once had. But this period of time is a period of competition between the Jews and the early Christians. And as always happens in areas such as this, as you can well imagine, both sides were guilty of excessive rhetoric and excessive behavior. And when the Christians will gain the upper hand, the seeds of bitter anti-Semitism have already been planted in Christianity, not only because of the theological differences, but because of events that have occurred, of Jews cooperating with the Romans against the Christians, of behavior which in retrospect, if we had to do it over again, it was certainly unwise. But the Talmud tells us very little about that. The subject is almost ignored.